T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
More John Chuckery.
We've heard so much about you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you, John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Key Studios on a Friday evening with you. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, Catch on the Go. Social media is at 92.9 The Game. At JMCH316. At underscore Dylan Matthews. We will talk to Tony Barnhart coming up here in about 20 minutes from right now. Best that there is in college football. And always love talking to Tony, so we'll get his thoughts about all the craziness that we've had over these last couple of days with obviously Coach Saban and Jimbo Fisher, even Lane Kiffin putting his 2 cents in, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, a lot going on out there. We're asking you at 404-741-0929 on the phone line. Not just our Solomon Rose Diamond text line, but the phone line is, well, who, if any, is going to be the breakout players for the Atlanta Falcons? Now, I've got a couple of guys. You know, last year, obviously, Foyer, A.J. Terrell, those guys make big strides. Foyer got a big, fat contract from the Jacksonville Jaguars. We talked about A.J. Terrell, what a monster season that he had last year. Obviously, even Cordarrelle Patterson coming over and having, you know, his best offensive season where – yes, he'd been a special teams guy and made the Pro Bowl before, but 600 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns there, 500 and almost 50 passing receiving yards, and 5 touchdowns there. So double-digit touchdowns, about almost 1,100 total yards last year for him. So they had some good performances. If I'm looking this year, the guys that I'm looking at, one is Richie Grant. I love the Richie Grant pick, and I loved it when they got him. Obviously, things did not go very well for him in his first year and struggled to get on the field. We've talked about 23.5% of the snaps that he took. That's not a very high number. You want your certainly, you know, hopefully starting safety to be out there more than 1 out of 4 snaps. But I do think that this is the year now with a year under his belt and an offseason. We've talked about defensive backs. It takes a little bit to get those guys going and learn systems and everything like that. So I expect him to have a much, much better season. Another guy that I think, and this is out of the rookie class directly, though, was Arnold Ebiketie, who I think will make a run, if not break, the Falcons' rookie sack record, which is not a high number. It's only 7, but I think he's going to make a run at it. And I think that he is already your best pass rusher. You know, the more reports that I read about him, the more he's just ready to go and feels like that he is going to come out of the gate and he knows his job is to go out there and just destroy the quarterbacks. So I think he's going to be another guy. And then I'm looking at one of two guys, and this is in the receiving core, either Auden Tate or Bryan Edwards. I really like, well, Edwards was a trade, but I like both of those guys in the pickups. You know, Auden Tate, the guy from Cincinnati, you know, look, he's an undrafted guy or a 7th-round draft guy. Pretty much squeezed out, but he's got the size and physicality, good catch radius. He's a guy that if you get it near him, he can catch it. But injury and getting squeezed out with the deep receiving core that they have in Cincinnati, just moving on from him. I think he has a chance to have a breakout season. And Bryan Edwards, the wide receiver that they traded from, you know, from the Raiders, you know, when you read about him, he's got a lot of production that's in him. And again, you know, maybe come into a situation where he can kind of start over and, you know, obviously be with a new team and maybe get used in a different way. You know, you read about him. He's a, you know, seems like his best role has been as a big slot wide receiver. That's where he got his most production in Las Vegas. But I think one of those two guys emerges in the passing game. So we're asking at 404-741-0929, who is your breakout player this year for the Atlanta Falcons? Let's go out to Colby out in Newnan. What's going on, Colby? Colby, you there?
Hey, I'm there.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love the pulse you have on the team. I think Richie Grant's a great name that we can expect to break out, but I personally think it's Arnold Ebeneke, the second rounder out of Penn State. Mm-hmm. I think if we put some realistic expectations on his sack numbers, maybe that 5-7 range, and how many sacks did the Falcons have last year?
18.
If he can come in and do that, he's going to do fantastically as a rookie, and I look forward to watching him. So that's who I got.
I appreciate it, Colby. I agree with you. That was one of the names I brought up, and I think he'll – look, the rookie sack record is only 7. So, and that was done in 1983, 1 year after they started keeping – now, again, I'm not going by the Pro Football Reference. You know, they went back in time and they determined that Claude Humphreys has the record in whatever, 68 with 11.5. But in the NFL, the official stat did not come along until 1982. So that's why I'm using that number, because that's the official NFL stat. I understand Claude had 11.5, and that's probably never going to get broken. But for using what the NFL looks at in the sack category, you know, 1983 for the Falcons, that was a rookie sack record, and I'm trying to remember the player out of Alabama that said it. But 7 is the number, because Tack was making a run at it a few years ago now at this point. But I agree. I think Ebeketi's one of those guys who already comes in as your best pass rusher, and I think he's going to have some immediate impact on what this defense is going to do. 404-741-0929 is the phone line. Wayne out in Decatur. What's going on, Wayne?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, what's going on, Chuck?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, I like this subject matter tonight. Now, here's a guy who I thought was a value pick in free agency, and that's Lorenzo Carter.
Yep.
He's still 26 years old, and with the system that Dean Pease runs, I think he'll be able to get free runs at the quarterback. And here's another guy who I'm very high on. That's Troy Anderson. I think what they're going to do, he's going to be an inside linebacker specialist. No more running back, no more quarterback. And that speaks to his mental acumen to master both of them and be first mother of the year and be a quarterback of the year in his conference. So you combine 6'4", 230, 240, running like a deer. He's going to be an inside linebacker specialist, and it's up to our position coaches to bring that out of him. I love Troy Anderson. Love that pick. That's my guy.
Appreciate it, Wayne. Thanks, buddy. I agree. Listen, I think the thing that they're going to do with Anderson is they're going to work him in more and more as the season goes along. I think he'll start on special teams early in the year, but he's going to work himself into the starting lineup, and he'll get more and more reps as the season goes along. And I think it's just more a matter of letting him get acclimated to what the NFL game is. Look, when it comes to running and hitting, you know, it is a little bit different when you've played at a school like Montana State. It's a little bit different. And so getting used to that, getting used to the speed and things like that in the game. But I agree with you. I like him. And I like the Lorenzo Carter pick a lot because I think he's going to be the unsung hero for this defense. I do think that he's going to get a lot of opportunity. And if he can build off of what the end of last year was like, where he had, you know, pretty much, what, 5 sacks in 4 games, and that was really his production. I think getting Dean Pease to coach him up, and I really like this coaching staff. Like, I've been talking about this in different forms. Just, I really like what this coaching staff brings. The more I hear Arthur Smith talk, the more that I hear him speak and about the direction of this franchise, the better I feel. It's not platitudes, and it's not campaign slogans, and it's not over-promising and under-delivering. You know, it's a straightforward, hey, man, we're trying to win. You know, this is not worrying about next year. This is not this, that, and the other. We want to get after it. I'm here to win. They didn't bring me in here to rebuild and, you know, hope for the best and maybe someday in the future. They brought me in to start winning now. And I'm a head coach in the NFL. If I want to keep my job, I got to win now. Now, I'm not saying that we're going out there and we're going to go 15-2 this year. But you understand what my point is, that he's a guy who's in this thing to win it now. Ain't thinking about next year. They're not trying to worry about being in the Stroud and Bryce Young sweepstakes and all that nonsense. They want to win as many games as possible. So I love what I hear from my coach, but I agree with you on Carter as well. 404-741-0929. Chris out in Riverdale. What's going on, Chris?
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm so happy to get on the show because I love your common sense talking.
Thank you. Appreciate
all the differences in the world. I kind of like a little bit different pie in the sky type of guy. I'm looking at someone like Marlon Davidson, mm-hmm. and I remember when Grady was interviewed on the show, one of the shows on your station, and he was talking about who he liked, and I kind of thought Grady was the odd man out, but him to talk about his fellow teammates on the defensive line, you add in Ebba Cady, it's going to make some of these other guys who we really hadn't paid attention to, especially in the middle, do well. So, and I love this coaching staff. They keep it 100, none of that that Dan Quinn platitude mess. So Marlon Davis is my guy.
Okay. Listen, and there's no doubt about it that he's one of the guys in their defense that they are counting on. I mean, let's be realistic. There have to be guys that play around Grady. They have to have some guys that produce and can be competent around Grady. Go back to the Detroit game, and it's the highlight that they always show. Grady getting triple teamed. Now, that's not just because of the outside guys and their inability. That's because some of the other inside guys with him as well. And, you know, Marlon Davidson's a second-round draft pick. I mean, I don't know that this year is a make or break for Marlon Davidson, but you're pushing yourself pretty close to make or break. Either he's got to take that next step and figure some things out, or, okay, where are we going with this? Remember coming out of Auburn, he played some defensive end, he played some defensive tackle. You know, he kind of moved all around. He was part of a pretty good defensive line. Who was the kid that, who's the kid that Carolina drafted in the first round? Derrick Brown. You know, he played with him. You know, they were a very productive defensive line. And there were high expectations for him. Injuries and things have really sidetracked him, but they are definitely counting on him. I don't think there's any question about the fact that Dean Pease and Arthur Smith are talking about. You know, they're counting on him this year, that he's got to be part of the solution for this defense. So, listen, if he can find a way to elevate his game, you're right. That's only going to make Grady and everybody else around him. You know, that's the thing about this, is that they need multiple guys in their defensive line to step up from where they were. This can't just be Grady and, hey, you know, here's my band of misfits that I'm with. The Steven Means and the Dante Fowlers and, you know, all that kind of thing. They need all the help that they can get. They need as many guys on that defensive front line to step up and be part of the solution. And Marlon Davidson, you know, we don't talk about him very much because it has been a disappointment, right? I mean, right now, you know, as a second-round pick, I mean, he's a D to an F graded guy because he couldn't stay healthy and hasn't produced enough. And when you're a second-round pick, you know, in a couple of years, you're supposed to be a starter. You're supposed to be a starter in this league nowadays. And they've got next to nothing, you know, out of him. Yes, I know he had the interception against Tom Brady. That's his one kind of shining moment, right? But I'm talking about, you know, down in, down out, consistently being on that defensive line, helping Grady out, you know. And again, the less that Grady is double and triple teamed, the more productive he becomes as well. And, you know, he's still your alpha male on that defensive line. He's still the guy that everything revolves around when it comes to the defensive line. So the more help that you can get around him, not just Ebba Cady, but Marlon Davidson and Lorenzo Carter, you know, and getting some of these guys to step their game up and everybody starting to get better on that defensive line, it's only going to help him up. And listen, that's the area that needs to improve drastically, right? It's not just the sack number. Better run defense, better pressures on the court, just better overall. All right, we'll talk some college football with Tony Barnhart. As I say, he is the best in the business, what he has to say about this whole Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher situation, plus some other things that we'll get into, talk about the Bulldogs as well. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports right now to the game, the Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.